As the beloved Sha'ara speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty I Am presence to bless him and to keep pouring forth our love to him in the name of mankind and their freedom, that we may draw him closer to us by that love which cannot be denied. Beloved ones of our family, I am come to bring you again from the outpouring of love and joy, which it is our great privilege to release, and which will leave in you and your world more blessings for eternity. And I want you to feel yourselves raising closer and closer to the ascended host in your outer activities, that we may raise closer, we may lower our vibratory action and come closer to you. For I am one of those appointed by the cosmic law to help open the door whereby mankind may again walk and talk with the ascended host, who are their elder brothers, their teachers, I'm their Savior. I wish you to know, beloved one, that as mankind accepts more in the outer world the existence of the Ascended Masters, their very acceptance will enable the Masters to come closer to them. And you would be surprised how many there are in the world today that are secretly within themselves beginning to really believe and accept that there are great cosmic beings whose authority is in command of the earth. So, in moving into outer action, your calls in the physical octave for our visible, tangible presence there will draw into the lower physical atmosphere of earth our luminous presence first. That comes in preparation for our visible, tangible presence. And it is like a bridge from your octave into ours, because the majority of mankind could not stand our visible, tangible presence without passing right into a deep sleep. It isn't that we impose that upon them, but their own vibratory action is so slow that when ours suddenly steps up, the whole atmosphere about the physical body and the mental and feeling world, the first sensation is to go leave the body like you do in sleep, because the brain structure is not accustomed to such rapid vibratory action. But when our luminous presence appears or is projected in through and around an individual, well, that is tempered, so to speak, to the vibratory action that the individual can stand and still keep the waking faculties in control of the outer self. It is simply a frequency that is not too rapid for the brain structure to experience and still keep the faculties of the outer self in control while the luminous presence is pouring forth its radiation. Now, we have another powerful activity of the luminous presence, which I wish to explain today. When it comes to very destructive activities around an individual who has been lending himself or herself to destructive activities of the outer, when our luminous presence appears, it shuts off the action, the temporary action of the destruction. But when an ascended being comes into the atmosphere of an individual of that sort to shut off destruction that is intended, then the master comes in the ascended body, the visible, tangible body. And the force around that is terrific. In that case, the destructive creation around the individual is just paralyzed for the instant. And then the master issues the command at the inner level, and the higher mental body takes the outer self in charge and prevents the destruction acting further. Now, the luminous presence projected by an ascended being is a very definite focus of energy and substance and consciousness. The luminous presence of an ascended master is like the very life of the ascended being who projects it. And it contains whatever consciousness the master knows is going to be required in the situation to prevent destruction releasing and to hold protection for that which is constructive. So in using the luminous presence of any ascended master in a community or around an individual or a condition, visualize it always of the size that would be very overwhelming to the condition, because it is no trouble to the master to create that luminous presence in whatever size is required to hold enough power of the sacred fire to correct whatever is wrong. So in the visualizing of the luminous presence of the Master Jesus or any other ascended master over North, South, and Central America or over any particular country, always visualize the form much larger than the country, because the Master has all authority and power, and all action of the sacred fire necessary to produce that exact manifestation. Now, this contains a certain magnetic power from the great central sun magnet. And as the luminous presence stands above a building or a city, the master draws the magnetic powers of the great central sun magnet, which are always an action of the flame, into the luminous presence, and then directs that or expands it through the luminous presence over the building or the city until it fills all with the cosmic light substance that is charged with the power necessary to stop the destruction or expand protection in and around that which is constructed. Now, this can be used over a mob or over a city or in and around a building and in conferences which representatives of the nations have, wherein such debauch is going on. I would see always a group of ascended beings in blue flame, not only standing in and above or above the condition, but definitely sending forth a blue flame and wrap it around the physical body of every representative to that conference. Unfortunate as the conditions are around mankind, who are sent as representatives to those conferences, yet those of you who know this law can offset much of that destruction intended by the use of the luminous presence of one or more of the ascended masters in always in blue flame. Because under the depraved conditions of the outer world today, when one country wants to dominate another in those international conferences, liquor flows very freely. And whoever stays sober the longest is the one that supposedly gains the victory. But when you know those conditions are going to take place, if you will call for the fiery legions of the luminous presence of the ascended masters and cosmic beings to sweep that blue flame in and around the conference, destructive plans will certainly not succeed. And you need to do this right now in some of the conferences that are taking place concerning the money conditions of the world. And anything that handles the wealth of your nation should be held within the gigantic figure of one or more of the ascended masters in blue flame with a cosmic command for the cosmic laws, immortal control. By the blue flame from the heart of the great, great silence in and around the condition to prevent wrong acting. Then you will set up the prevention instead of having to handle the situation after it's already focused into outer action. There's a very marvelous activity of this that would benefit mankind greatly if you would form the habit of visualizing one or more of the ascended host in blue flame, filling and surrounding every hospital and every penal institution, every insane asylum. Because the master himself does not come into those conditions. He projects the flame. And that flame stays there to give protection to that which is constructive and to consume as rapidly as possible that which is destructive. And it acts very much like a blowtorch. When you wish to melt a piece of steel or consume something that is rather large and dense, you use the blowtorch and it burns its way through everything. Well, just so can the luminous presence of any ascended master or group of them focus the blue flame in and around a building or a locality and stays right there till it burns through everything and destructive plans are not able to succeed. Now then, when you understand how real this is and how practical it is and how every one of you, by visualizing this, holding the picture clear in mind and definitely calling for the cosmic laws, victorious action of the blue flame from a great, great silence into the condition to compel the annihilation of all intended wrong, then that stands there. And to the destructive activities, it is like a wall of steel. They cannot culminate their plans for destruction in that kind of an atmosphere. Now, this is what is needed, dear ones, everywhere in the physical world today. Knowing this always as the visible, luminous presence of a blue flame from the heart of the great, great silence. Because the visible presence of this blue flame. I'm the luminous presence of the ascended masters. Our activities of the sacred fire that can be projected from our temples of light, our temples of the fire element. And then when you call forth the cosmic laws, immortal, victorious authority of the blue flame from the heart of the great, great silence to compel the annihilation of that which is human, well, then these powers can be drawn into outer action by conscious command on your part and by conscious projection of the flame on the part of the ascended host. This activity of the flame comes under the direction of the angel devas, of whom there are many. Therefore, as you remember to use the luminous presence of any ascended master acting in the blue flame from the heart of the great, great silence, the master's consciousness is the full controlling of power, authority, and action of that flame. And the master knows exactly what is needed. But as you understand the call, how to give the call, and realize the action of this, then when plans are being laid that are destructive, the thing to do is to go into action through this call and prevent any destructive plan being fulfilled. And in all government activities, in every department of your nation's government, should this be called forth by yourselves through conscious command, and in that, I would use it this way. I am the cosmic law's immortal demand for the blue flame from the heart of a great, great silence to go into every destructive activity in the government, into every conference, into every meeting of Congress, into every court of law, into the brain and body of every human being who represents the people, and there be established till the human gives in. And you demand the divine plan fulfilled by the power of the blue flame from the great, great silence. Now, this is of tremendous benefit and is very much needed. There are those who are trying the best they know how to protect the rights of the people, but because of the overwhelming viciousness, are the targets of much treachery from the sinister force. And therefore, if you want to remove that treachery from the nation, then call forth the cosmic law's demand through the focus of the blue flame from the great central sun that all treachery be burned out of every individual in every position in your government, in every human being in the land that has any influence over the authority that controls the people. Now try this. Because as you ask for this blue flame to go into destructive activities under the direction of any ascended master, it will be done, precious ones, and it will stand in the room of individuals who are determined to destroy your nation or sell you out completely to the nations that want to enslave you. The mighty I Am presence and higher middle body of every human being within your borders will be a part of the sustaining of this blue flame, but call it forth by the cosmic laws, immortal demand. Because the cosmic laws, beings who are the cosmic law to the earth, will demand this action of the blue flame from the great central sun. And as that is drawn into outer action under their direction, it is established until the condition is corrected. And if I were you, I certainly would make the call. For the cosmic laws, immortal demand of such action, cosmic action, of the blue flame from the great central sun, the great, great Saturn's, that it strikes into the brain and body of every human being in your nation that wants to impose communistic viciousness upon the nation or individuals for any reason. They'll soon learn their lesson in no uncertain terms. Now, I want you to notice today the difference in these commands and those decrees and those which you've been giving. Heretofore, you've been acknowledging, I am the cosmic laws, immortal victorious action, for instance, of the fiery love of the great, great silence. But when you say, I am the cosmic laws, immortal demand for the blue flame from the heart of the great, great silence to come into the physical octave, into every destructive plan to sustain this war for any reason, then that flame is directed by the cosmic beings who govern that activity from the great central sun. And the cosmic laws demand upon the great, great silence in order to bring this into the lower physical atmosphere of your nation and then throughout the world. When you say, I am the cosmic laws demand for those actions of the sacred fire from the heart of the great, great silence that compel immortal purity upon the earth, well, then there move into outer conditions many activities of the fire element, which will consume many plans and prevent the attainment of what the sinister force wants. If I were you, I would surely call this into action into the entire nation of Russia and into everything Russian within your nation that wants to destroy America's God-given freedom or the blessings God has placed here or enslave your people. You can call forth, precious ones, the cosmic laws demand for the blue flame from the heart of the great, great silence to go into Russia and absolutely bind back every plan and every force that any longer wants to touch your nation or destroy your people or your freedom. Now you need this. And you need to send it forth into your government, into every human being who wants to impose the reddened beast upon your people. And therefore, you have to handle it by the power of the blue ray or the blue flame from the heart of the great, great silence. And if there are conditions in the outer which affect the nation, then the individuals who do not want to live under those conditions must be the authority to draw the blue flame here that shuts them off. And when you demand or acknowledge that I am the cosmic laws, immortal demand for the blue ray and the blue flame from the great, great silence that charges into everybody and everything in your government, everybody and everything in your land, into the brain and body of every human being who wants to destroy you. There will come many things that nobody will oppose. If I were you, I certainly would call it into outer physical action. To shut off any further drafting of your people into this insane destruction. If I were you, I would draw it in and around North America and the Americas as a wall of defense against any invading hordes. And then I would draw it into every plan to invade your country. I would call it into the brain and body of every traitor in your country. And they won't fool with this blue flame long. This is certain authority from the heart of the great, great silence. And if you say, I am the cosmic law's demand for the descent of the blue flame from the great, great silence that now takes possession of the nation and prevents any more destruction, well, then, the heart of creation will hear you. And the events of life will prove the answer to your call. I would call this forth into every bit of destruction intended against the constructive business of your land. You need it. These are not imaginary things. There are these great beings who direct this activity to the earth. There are cosmic activities of the great law of the universe, the mighty I Am presence, that can draw such activities of the fire element into the atmosphere of earth as mankind have never experienced. And you need every bit of this that you can call into outer action now. Whenever you have a strike or turmoil in business channels, call this into dynamic action. Say, well, I am the cosmic law's demand for the descent of the blue flame from the heart of the great, great silence to strike into the brain and body of every such conference and activity and forbid its existence. Just issue the command, go on about your business, keep your mind off the whole situation. And just let these calls go forth. But visualize one or more ascended masters in the luminous presence in blue flame going forth at your call and absolutely wiping out the condition that is wrong. You've got to picture the action of the blue flame from an individualized intelligence, which the ascended masters and cosmic beings are, that moves the flame into the condition and wipes out what's wrong. Now, it can't be any reaction to you, because the cosmic law's action of the blue flame hasn't anything to do with you, except as you call it into the outer. It is under the governing authority and power of the cosmic beings who release it. They wouldn't release it to you or at your command to do damage to anything that was good. Therefore, it is drawn and sustained and directed by cosmic beings of the fire element. And that's what you need this hour. Move this into outer action on the western coast. Command the cosmic laws demand or give the acknowledgement that I am the cosmic laws demand for the protection of the blue flame from the great central sun, the blue flame from the great, great silence, to now be the protecting guard of your nation and all that is constructed within it. This carries within it also the ascended master's ring past, not a blue flame. But you can't project that yourself, so you know the authority and the power abide within those divine beings who are the authority of its action to the earth. I wish you to use this into every person in Congress, every human being in your government, into every channel of your law, into every business activity in your land. And dear people, for goodness sake, draw it into every one of your schools, into all your channels of healing, into all business activity. Draw this in to your radio activities. And let the destructive forces take the consequences. If they don't get some of their connections through, they may learn something. But call forth the cosmic laws demand that the blue flame from the heart of the great, great silence now moves into outer action. The immortal victory of the cosmic Christ Almighty control. Demand that every office in your land be so filled with the cosmic laws. Demand for the blue flame from the great, great silence to purify all within every office in your country. If the constructive people have a chance on the destructive conditions, will fail on every side. Then, when you want our presence with you, just keep calling with all the love of your heart that everything in your outer selves now be removed that is the veil between, and that every one of you be made strong enough to stand in our visible, tangible presence and do that which we wish to do for you and through you to govern conditions in the nation that protect all that is constructive within your borders. Demand the cosmic laws, victorious action of that fiery protection of the great, great silence about your homes and your business activities and all that is constructive within your borders. Because when you call the cosmic laws victorious action of these various activities of the fire element, well, that means that one or more ascended masters consciously project that, compel certain results to take place, and stand the guard and sustain it. Because when the cosmic law goes into action, there's nothing temporary about what's done. I would certainly take your channels of communication and transportation and demand that the cosmic laws, immortal victorious action of the fiery protection from the great, great silence, clothes them with all powers of the sacred fire necessary to serve the people and not for any reason be controlled by the destructive forces. Then into yourselves, precious ones, fail not to draw the cosmic laws, victorious action of the fiery wisdom from the great, great silence, the fiery intelligence from the great, great silence, the fiery discrimination from the great, great silence that comes into you and illumines everything ahead of time and gives you the self-control to do always the right thing on the moment to fulfill the divine plan. For your own enjoyment and also for the release of greater power, if I were you, I would also call into outer action the cosmic laws, fiery wonders of the great, great silence, the fiery miracles of the great, great silence, the fiery blessings of the great, great silence, and the fiery understanding of the great, great silence and all its powers in your outer use, that at all times you are prepared ahead to do whatever is required and can make correct decisions quickly. And now, this brings more illumination. I am the cosmic laws, fiery secrets of the great, great silence. I'm the magnetic power of the great central sun magnet's love draws them to me, clothed in the immortal protection of the blue flame from the great, great silence that takes me forward in unlimited freedom to render the service through those powers at which those powers can give. Now then, many times you would win your victories and be able to manage outer world affairs perfectly wonderfully if you could keep yourselves from talking at the wrong moment. You know how often they say you open your mouth and put your foot in it? Well, it's not exactly literally true, but very much so from the inner standpoint. Now, if you will demand the cosmic laws, victorious control of everything you contact by the power of the great, great silence to remain silent when necessary and speak when necessary, well, then there would come that sense of balanced control, and wherever you go, there would be just the natural desire to do what is right at the right time. So when you call forth, the cosmic laws, control of everything by the fiery power of the great, great silence, you know what would happen? Many times there would come an angel or a being of a fire element, and that one would just stand in your atmosphere, and there wouldn't be a desire in you except to do what was the right thing at the moment, because the very enfolding flame of that being's love would shut out every desire except the desire to do the right thing at the right time and in the right way. Now, this is why it takes out all uncertainty in your outer selves once you begin to move into outer command, into outer action, rather, by conscious command, the acknowledgement of the powers of a great, great silence and those victorious actions of the sacred fire that must take their dominion in the outer life. And I would also call for the cosmic laws demand for the legions of the great, great silence to flash their flame wherever necessary and to sustain it to the annihilation of everything that is not constructive. Because the cosmic law can demand that legions of the angelic host or the cherubim and seraphim can come into the lower atmosphere of earth, flash the fire that stands a guard over what is constructive until the destructive creations are consumed. And I would also call forth the cosmic laws demand that the blue flame from the heart of the great, great silence moves over the face of the earth and now removes the liquor beast of the world. Thank you so much, precious ones, and while you're standing, now I want you, on the enjoyment side of your application of the great, great silence, or the powers of the great, great silence, I ask you to feel a certain action of that blue flame about yourselves, both as the ascended masters ring past Nadabu fame, and as the cosmic laws, immortal action of your mantle of blue flame from the heart of the great, great silence that keeps the power of that silence around you at all times till you feel its authority silently controlling things that otherwise you would have to handle audibly. Won't you be seated? Now, it may seem that we're giving you a great deal in a very short time concerning these demands of the cosmic law. But, precious ones, your intelligence surely tells you that we wouldn't do it if it weren't necessary. And if we are preparing you ahead and armoring you ahead, it is because we want to make you victorious. And that is our concern, as well as yours. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated? Now, whenever there is turmoil in argument or destructive activities in business or your nation or many of the outer world's activities, send your love to your presence and to all within the great, great silence, and then call forth that I am the cosmic laws, victorious call for the beings of the great, great silence to come to my assistance and control conditions silently with which I have to contact. Then you would find many powers of the silence moving into your affairs, and that which had seemed to create turmoil would be unable to express itself discordantly. Now you need this, friends of the great, great silence, who help you hold the flames, the fiery activities of the great, great silence in and around your affairs to accomplish what you want to accomplish silently. Then don't go and tell anybody about your business. You see, in this way, I'm giving you these assistance, this kind of assistance today, because when the outer world's so-called authority wants duration and all-out control of everything, of your whole nation. Then, precious ones, you don't want to get into a fighting turmoil every time you want to have assistance and they don't want to give it to you. Then you will need to send a master friends of the great, great silence to bring you what you should have by the powers of the great, great silence. Therefore, when you call forth the cosmic laws control of things in the physical octave by the flames from the great, great silence, the fiery action of the great, great silence, well, then there can be one flash of flame through the atmosphere about you, and what would have been destructive becomes a blessing to you. Keep calling forth also the cosmic laws, immortal supply of every good thing from the great, great silence, from the love of the great, great silence. And know that as you hold the energy of the outer self still and filled with the vital consuming flame or the cosmic light substance or the pink flame or whatever you desire in the way of your activities of the fire element, you will find there will come, precious ones, a sense of love and security with that power which does not come through any other use of the powers of this world. We want to help you come into this absolutely unlimited condition so that you have perfect freedom to go forward and do quickly whatever needs to be done to assist yourselves and others to stand against all the injustice of the outer world. When you call for the fiery powers of the great, great silence, of the flames of the great, great silence that master everything in this world, well, then your higher mental body steps forward, and as you are enfolded in these great activities by the beings who direct them, you will find yourselves accomplishing much to the fulfillment of the divine plan, and again your sense of struggle is gone. So as we move forward, try to feel with every power of your being your closeness now to the great, great silence and the use of its powers of the sacred fire to do through yourselves and for those under this radiation everything possible now to the fulfillment of the great divine plan every day. And when you call for the cosmic laws demand for the fulfillment of the great divine plan of the great, great silence for your nation or yourselves or your affairs, well, then there comes the surge of ideas, of powers, and of assistance to you in the outer to the fulfillment of the great divine plan without one tenth the strain on you that you've been under thus far. So, in the healing of the nations, there must come this use of the fire element from the heart of the great, great silence that consumes the cause of that which has generated such frightful conditions of hatred and war upon the earth. Remember what the mighty Saint Germain said to this messenger before they went on tour. Be as faithful as you can to the healing of physical distress, but keep your inner eye on the healing of the wounds of hate. Therefore, when you call forth the cosmic laws demand for those activities of the blue flame from the great central sun, that compel the annihilation of all hate. And then just feel yourselves drawing it into outer action and let it go forth in the atmosphere of Earth to render its service, being unconcerned about where it goes, for your higher mental body will direct it. But if you make the call to consume all hate, you really have taken the obstruction and the delay out of your own worlds. So let us live close. In the heart of the great, great silence, calling forth its various powers into your outer use until wherever you move, all life is lifted because those flames go before you and render a service which that power of the fire element alone can give, because only certain powers of the sacred fire come forth from the great, great silence. They don't come from anywhere else. Therefore, as you call all powers of the great, great silence and all its fiery activities and qualities of the ascended master's octave into your world, well, then your demand upon the cosmic law will automatically bring you release in the outer. And we want you to be clothed again in that fiery joy of the use of these great powers of the sacred fire that are as real as reality can ever be, but whose reality must come into the physical octave by your conscious command and be sustained as a controlling authority here until all destruction is removed. So as we clothe you in the fire of our love, we call these beings from the legions of the great, great silence to come into outer action now. And remember, in that silence is God's greatest power, its most concentrated energy, and its most terrific action of the fire element. But when you call the cosmic law's demand for that fire element to render its service now in the outer physical octave, then legions will come to your assistance and your accomplishment will go forward without struggle and without delay. I would also call the cosmic law's demand that the blue flame from the heart of the great, great silence strike everywhere throughout your nation and annihilate all treachery. This way you will offset the spies, conditions, or the plans to allow communism and its destructive aftermath to touch your people. Demand the treachery be annihilated by the blue flame from the great, great silence that can go forth through the people and eat out every plan that otherwise might cause untold damage. So I will be ever present whenever you call for these activities of the blue flame from the great, great silence. For my luminous presence I shall send to enfold you with the joy of its use, and the mantle of my love shall protect you with the armor of power and the armor of light substance from the great, great silence that shall become very tangible and very practical in your outer use. And if you forget to use it, I'll use it for you. Thank you, precious ones, with all my heart's love. And may our love and our gratitude to the beloved I Am presence and the great beings in the heart of the great, great silence grow greater and keep the door wide open for the boundless supply of every good thing to flood into your outer use now in the fulfillment of the divine plan and take you forward as the legions of joy whose boundless powers of the great, great silence now come forth to bless mankind with the freedom and the purity that bring peace by those activities of the sacred fire that alone can perfect the world. May everything that the ascended beings and the great ones who direct the fire element to the earth through the powers of the sacred fire and the great, great silence bless you, accompany you, enfold you in their luminous presence, blaze forth their powers of the sacred fire, give you every blessing that you can possibly use, and carry you forward untouched by the discord of the outer world, and let you be our legions of the blue flame of the great, great silence, whose flame goes before you and silently does what it alone can do. May its boundless blessings clothe you and hold you victorious everywhere till your ascension is complete. And may all who come under my direction ever await your call and fulfill those calls through the assistance of your beloved Saint Germain in that service to America which you must render until America stands free in the heart of that sacred fire that gives of its love and freedom to all for eternity. May the mightiest love of the great, great silence make you feel its flame. And may its flame be for you the fullness of every good thing and clothe you with victory eternal and power indescribable to correct conditions in the physical octave until that hour when we step through in the visible, tangible bodies and take over the rest of the work that needs to be done to free your nation. You are our boundless legions of freedom, and may all that love can give flood you now and make you the glory of its cosmic flame from the heart of the great, great silence. Thank you, and good night. Won't you be seated, please? Beloved Sha'ara, thank you with all our hearts for your love and your protecting care. May all that the great, great silence contains come now to our assistance. Hold us close in its heart, blaze its powers, and let us do everything and beloved Saint Germain requires to move into outer command that which shuts off all that is to destruction within and driven against our nation or those in our national defense or those on this radiation. And let the powers of the sacred fire from the heart of the great, great silence possess our country and then expand until every destructive force is gone forever from the earth. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with all that the great, great silence holds, and seal us in the blazing temple of its heart, and let us be the victory of its sacred fire everywhere. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in everything the beloved mighty victory can give us, his cosmic flame of cosmic victory, and those powers of the great, great silence that render this service which they alone can give. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, beloved Sha'ara. Thank you, mighty victory. Thank you, beloved Master Jesus, for the victory which was yours and which is still yours, and in his cosmic power, may you come quickly into the outer and complete that service to life which puts an end to all destruction on this earth forever. For the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your presence here with us. clotheth in the sevenfold flame, the seven mighty Elohim, will be all Christ's flame of the great, great silence. Beloved Arcturus, expand the unfed flame in our hearts to meet the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection, the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it. Wherever we move, make us the fiery victory of the great, great silence. And see, we give it its fiery protection to all that is constructed, and lift all we hold near and dear into that eternal victory under the ascension. And see that we never give quarter to the human again for any reason. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all for our beloved, mighty, ever presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, qualify it with whatever gives the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame of the all-Christ power, of that sacred fire from the great, great silence that puts an end to everything that is human forever. And all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. See, it is used only to fulfill the ascended master's divine plan and compel the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end do we continue in action until it is accomplished everywhere, and America stripped free of all that is not the perfection of eternity. And may America's light intensify with such speed from the heart of the great, great silence that it becomes the light of the world that annihilates everything that has distressed the people of this earth for any reason. Now as we return these physical flames of the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensation, and all activities of the sacred fire from the heart of the great, great silence to move into outer physical action those powers that forever are to hold dominion on this earth and compel the perfection that sets all free as quickly as possible.